This is day 11 of greatness and is the fifth module in process. This is about mastery. And there's a phrase that demonstrates mastery, and here it comes. You see it with the athlete, you see it with the musician, you see it with the artist. Learned behavior becomes instinct. Many times somebody will say, well, that player, or that athlete, that parent, that salesperson has great instinct. The fact of the matter is, man does not have instinct. Women do in some areas, especially around children, but what we are really calling instinct is learned behavior. We've done something so much that we could do it without any thinking. It just is natural, and thus mastery. When I was at the University of Miami, there was a football coach there that coached the offense, and he was the ex-head football coach at Army at West Point. And he said one of the things that amazed him were cadets when they went off to war. They weren't afraid. He said, I looked them in the eye. I'm a coach. They weren't afraid. And he said, I finally asked them, why in the world are you not afraid? And they would say, Coach, our training is so ingrained that whenever there is fear, we fall back on our training. And the fear is gone. Learned behavior for them is their instinct. So they might say, I fall back on my instinct, but the fact of the matter is, we don't have it. It is what they did from learning. There is a story about a pilot in Vietnam who his plane was hit as he was flying, and he practiced over and over and over and over what to do when he was hit. Well, the next thing he realizes after he was hit, he's in the water cutting off his parachute. So below the level of some consciousness, his plane starts to spiral. He hits the ejector button. Doesn't have any awareness of it at all. Hits his parachute and is cutting off his parachute. Learned behavior, instinct. Well, he did it so many times, it became instinct. He did his process so clearly, so simply, repetitiously, he can do without thinking. If you ever go to a musician or an athlete and they'll tell you, I'm not afraid when I perform, it's this very concept. They've done it so many times. They've done it practicing full speed, so completely, with so much awareness. This learned behavior becomes instinct. I'm with the Dallas Cowboys and Emmitt Smith walked off the field. And I said, Emmitt, you were unbelievable out there today. What were you thinking? He said, nothing. I have a thought all day. He had over 200 yards rushing this game. I never thought. Learned behavior became instinct. There's a classic story, and Carrie Shrug, years later, repeated it, about an Oriental gymnast. And this gentleman was doing his whole routine. And on his mount, on the rings, he sustained a green stick fracture of his ankle. He does his whole routine, and he dismounts. Well, you know what was coming. You knew the pain. He sticks it, he lands it beautifully. This was years ago. They bring the flags up, he gets a gold medal. They used to have to bring the flag up before you would leave the floor. He knew what he had to do so well. He wasn't positive up on the rings. He had mastery. He was completely lost in what he was doing. Practice over and over your process. Get your mind a real quiet spot. Do the steps till you start to enter this level of mastery. And it becomes very, very simple to do. And do it over and do it over with awareness. With complete concentration and focus on the steps that become so simple for you. Whether it be the way you talk to your child, the way you present your product, the way you go out and handle a problem, Let learned behavior become instinct. Keep it simple and practice it over and over and over, and you will start to receive the level of mastery.